This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. Meat Export Federation is participating in a USDA trade mission to Morocco. We'll have more right after this.
December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones and friends while celebrating the holiday season. It is also a time for farmers and producers to review what they have accomplished over the past year and take time to enjoy the holidays. With a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock, December allows farmers and producers to reflect on what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holidays.
This week, the USDA is leading a delegation of 50 ag companies and organizations on a trade mission to Morocco. U.S. Meat Export Federation Africa Representative Matt Copeland said Morocco is a key trading partner with a free trade agreement and a growing middle class, and that growth in Morocco could trigger expansion in other countries in the region.
Countries like Senegal and Cote d'Ivoire are growing 6.5-7% year on year in terms of GDP growth, and that offers a very big base in terms of population size and demand. And now for Morocco to participate in free trade agreement with the United States, it allows for some interesting opportunities that haven't been available to that region in the past.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation's participation in the trade mission is made possible through funding from USDA's Regional Agricultural Promotion Program, or RAP, which is enabling export organizations to expand marketing efforts in emerging markets.
What they allow us to do is things like getting some samples into these countries. So again, key partners who we identify, we can sample on behalf of industry so that they can solve some of the technical issues in terms of the supply chain before they necessarily have to navigate all of the pricing mechanics and choose their own partnership. And again, we're privileged to pioneer with USDA FAS in these agribusiness trade missions. No doubt they help line our members up for success.
The delegation is being led by USDA Foreign Agricultural Service Administrator Daniel Whitley. For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.